Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, little Woody, what do you have for us today?
Thank you, Joe.
All right. I was thinking of Bo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was funny yesterday. By the way, but me and Bo are going to go catch some F1. Talk to me afterwards. He said, you know, come join me in the Paddock Club. Happy to have me as his guest.
You're not sitting where he's sitting.
Well, I'm sitting where you're sitting.
I don't go.
This year. Yeah, you're going this year. Or I'll just take your tickets. All right, here we go. Ready for some tennis? You like tennis.
I love tennis. What do you have?
Novak Djokovic, man. A little bit of complaining going down here in his match. Now, he did advance. He did end up winning, but this is a strange look here. Listen to this little clip here from Novak complaining to the umpire.
You're kidding me. You know who it is. The guy's drunk out of his mind. From the first point, he's been provoking. Provoking. He's not here to watch tennis. He just wants to get in my head. So I'm asking you, what are you going to do about it? You hurt him at least 10 times. I hurt him 50 times. What are you going to do?
So Novak had a guy that was heckling him, giving him a hard time, and he wanted the guy kicked out.
Toughen up a little, bro. Come on.
Kyrgios did the same thing with the drunk woman, I believe, at Wimbledon.
He's trying to get in my head. You're that mentally weak?
You shouldn't be doing that if you play tennis.
I know. Tennis is, you know, everyone's uptight.
Quiet, please. Second serve.
But why does it's tennis and golf? Why does everyone have to be so uptight all the time?
What do you like? What do you want everybody screaming just so you get ready? Miss it! Miss it!
I think it'd make the game more exciting, but I got to tell you, those five setters are painful to watch. So I like our tournament down here. There are three setters, but man, those things.
Well, the majors are five setters.
Those are tough to watch.
Got to win
man.
Three sets, and listen, a lot of guys.
What do those go 4 hours?
Apparently, it's hot over there on top, but we've seen some guys
apparently,
cramp
they just
up.
Stopped
couldn't
the tournament
finish.
The other day.
Yep.
I told you, why don't they move that?
I thing? Don't know. Listen, I'm not a big Djokovic fan, but like he's right on this, man. I know it sounded like it was a lot of whining, but he's right.
That was a lot of whining. And it's embarrassing.
I got people ask me at the courts, like, Joe, can you not be so loud? Can you and your friend talk later? We're playing doubles. Almost every time I play, it's the women, and they will say either move. Some of them aren't even nice about it. Please, can you not talk? Can you guys go somewhere else and talk? And then they turn around when their match is over, and they want to sit there and yap while I'm playing.
Yeah, but you're like the Happy Gilmore of tennis, though. Like, you're throwing rackets, you're cursing, like, you're, you know.
I try not to curse when the girls are around.
Great, you try not to.
I try.
All right.
I can only work on it.
All right, a couple NBA little notes for you here. Did you see that tank that Luka Doncic rolled up to last game?
Yeah, I did see it.
So it like shoots out smoke out of the front. I mean, this is like, you know, we got the monster truck thing coming to Marlins Park next week.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So like, you know, I imagine like a 6-year-old, like my son would be amused by, you know, Luca's truck. I don't know what kind of adult would be into something like that. But
listen,
anyway.
Listen, he's a young guy and he's got a lot of money.
Yes, he does. And that's good because you know what that truck cost?
$160.
$250.
Ooh. Damn, get a sports car.
$250, so you could drive around in, I don't know, Bull, whatever it's modeled as. So if you see Luca pull up to the game tonight.
Well, you know who he is.
In that thing, yeah, there you go.
I'm sure he gets a couple of parking spots because he's Luca.
And just a little quick note here. Ben Simmons, stat line. Ready for this one?
Oh, God. Go ahead.
7 points.
Yeah.
6 assists.
Okay.
5 personal fouls.
Ooh.
4 turnovers. 3 offensive fouls. 2 technical fouls and 1 ejection.
Yeah.
And I've been told that the take that you do these daily fantasy stuff and you pick these guys' point totals, that Ben's like a lock for the under every night. Like, apparently we've been missing out on some free money here.
I don't know. I'm sure they're trying to get him to score more, especially with Kevin Durant out. But he's got some demons. He's got demons that aren't going away.
All right, we got the Pro Bowl coming up here, and we had the Manning brothers announced as like
the coaches
or whatever they're going to do. Yeah, Peyton and Eli, of course. Did you see who the captains are?
No.
Be for the two teams? So you got Snoop Dogg, and he's obviously very affiliated with football, so Snoop Dogg, I think, is a good choice. The other one's going to be Pete Davidson.
I did see that. That's kind of a weird one.
Not exactly sure how he fits into that equation, and I am a Pete Davidson fan. I like his stand-up, I like his movies, but I'm not sure, again, like, I don't think his personality really fits into that whole, like, let's put on a family fun.
They're not
going to
do much, trust me. In the new Pro Bowl and all the different games are going to be playing against each other, they'll be fine.
All right. You asked me what I was laughing about earlier here, Joe. This is the Vancouver Canucks versus the Tampa Bay Lightning at Rogers Arena in Canada a couple nights ago. Tell me what you think happens here in this TV clip.
Now a neat play by Cole to get the puck to Killorn, and he backhands it down the ice. Is that you?
No. No, it
wasn't. Pettersson.
That was funny.
Any thoughts?
Not much you can say. He was blowing gas. It was loud.
I don't know if that was a horn in the
crowd.
That
was a horn. Yeah, it was a horn.
Well, should you hear it one more time?
All right, go one more time. I'm
now
going horn.
Play by Cole to get the puck to Killorn, and he backhands it down the ice. Is that you?
No. No.
Pettersson.
That is pretty funny, though. That people are going to start doing that around those announcers while they're doing the games. That's pretty funny.
All right. In our final
especially
story.
For childish people yeah, like us, right?
I don't know. Yeah, you asked me what I was laughing about. It was that. How childish
I
is that?
I saw that last night. That was funny. That was good.
All right. And final story here today. Listen to this, man. We had more New Yorkers move to Florida in 2022 than any year in history. Listen to this number, 64,577 New Yorkers exchanged their driver's licenses for Sunshine State Florida driver's licenses here this past year. Says they come in every day, we're told from the DMV.
Wow.
And I think I speak for all of us down here when I say, why don't you guys go home? It's time.
Not everybody. Some people like the fact that they're buying all this real estate Everybody's value of their
that's true
property's going up, Woody.
Yeah, I guess they are buying a lot of those condos down by where I live. But, yeah, you know, look, in general, like, go home, right? It's time. You know, pandemic's wrapping up.
Yeah, Florida.
I think it's time.
I think Florida, Arizona, and Texas have been popular places to go over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
People are leaving California in big numbers, too.
And by the way, this is like if you move from New York, I don't know, over the last 10, 20 years. Why don't you go back? See how it is. Take your New York, you know, culture and your sports teams and just go back. What do you think?
No, I don't.
You want to keep them down
here?
Yeah,
they're fine.
Okay.
Do they really bother you that much?
Jets fans and Knicks fans?
Do they bother you that much? They've been around forever.
I'm not a huge fan.
We got a lot of people that have been here longer than I have that grew up in New York.
Oh, my dad's here. From Long Island.
Okay, there's a great example. But you didn't have to go
not,
far.
But he's not like a, you know, like a scumbag Jet fan. He's, you know, he likes the teams down here now.
Now you called Eric Reed a scumbag.
Is he a Jet fan?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Eric Reed. He can stay. He's
that's,
a Heat
that's
fan.
The problem,
he's not
though.
A Knicks fan.
I know, but that's the problem when you start calling everybody a scumbag that likes a different team. Seriously. That's the best you can come up with today is calling people a scumbag because they like a different team.
I think a lot of Dolphins fans dislike Jet fans, yes. What do you think?
Only when they're both good, there's a lot more hatred.
There's a lot of feistiness at the Dolphins-Jets game.
We got 8 o'clock hour. I'm going to let you go. I'm just going to pretend a scumbag. Why do you like scumbags so much? That's one of your great – you're a big scumbag.
Well, I think of Philly people.
Oh, now you're going to go through your scumbag list?
Philly, Jersey.
You know, you're
York.
Not exactly a warm, fuzzy guy.
No, I'm a Miami scumbag, but –
All right. So anyway, we've got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We get to a lot more stuff here. Mark Ross will join us from NFL Network. I got a story to tell when we come back of something from a friend that's been divorced for a couple years now. And going through his dating thing yesterday at lunch was very entertaining. Very, very entertaining for people that have had to do that same thing. In their 50s and early 60s. Right now, I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Baptist Health South Florida does a lot of different things, but I'll tell you what, their sports medicine program is top dog. When you talk about where the pros go, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, all trust that great sports medicine program they have put together with some of the top specialists and sports surgeons in the business. From knee to shoulder to foot and ankle to hand to back to hip and knee replacement. I'm talking about great doctors, and I got more good news because it used to be you kind of just went to doctor's hospital and everybody had to go down there. Not anymore. No, we got a brand new beautiful facility right off 595 in Pine Island in Plantation with a lot of those great doctors working up there as well. So now, Broward County, you got a place closer to home. We got more places coming. So just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day to get you healthy as quickly as possible, covering high school, college, professional athletes, and all the rest of us that try to stay active and not get injured all the time. In-house physical therapists ready to take care of you, working with those doctors. The news is great. No wonder it's a top 50 sports medicine program in the country. Go see Dr. Swartzen and the gang up in Broward. But listen, whether you're in Dade or Broward, some of the best doctors in the business to get you healthy every day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.